Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got some bluegrass music lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. We've also got an interview with the great Australian band Bluegrass Parkway, and I interviewed Paul Duff from that band at the Kiwigrass Festival we had in February, and it's taken me a while to put things together, but you're going to hear Paul's views and thoughts on the music and coming over to New Zealand and playing, and I had a great time talking to him, and I hope you enjoy what we did. Got a different lineup for some of the music on here, and the first tunes we're going to start with is going right back to a festival time in 1970 in New Zealand, and we had these banjo pickers conventions, they were called. There were four of them: 1967, 1968, 1969, and 1970. And at the 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention, Bill Clifton was a guest, a fine singer and guitarist, and he came out and he also played at the festival, both as a soloist and with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band backing him, and we recorded an album together called Two Shades of Bluegrass, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that album that was re-released in Britain, in Great Britain. Bill Clifton and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Two Shades of Bluegrass, just re-released a couple of years ago, and there's going to be two tracks off that. Which ones have I selected? Riding on That Train, and we're going to hear it now. Riding on That Train, then, Poor Folks All the Time.
Way down south in my old home, I was happy as could be, because I was as sure that little Cora, she loved me. Then one night she told me she'd never see me no more. It nearly tore my heart in two like it never had been before. Oh, come my darling Corrie, and listen to my refrain. Before the eastern sky's red, I'll be riding on that train. I couldn't stay around that place to see my darling go. The way I felt when I found out no one but me will know. So I'm pulling out tomorrow to roam this world around. I'll hop a freight at the crack of dawn, no matter where it's bound. Oh, come my darling Corrie, and listen to my refrain. Before the eastern sky's red, I'll be riding on that train. Nothing half so soothing as watching the ground go by. Even from a boxcar or riding on the slide, it seems to make your old heart sing and forget the cares ahead. Now that is why I'll hop that freight before the east is red. Oh, come my darling Corrie, and listen to my refrain. Before the eastern sky's red, I'll be riding on that train. And I will say goodbye, and no more will I ride this road, no more to weep or cry. I'll ride them rails of solid gold along that road so fine. I'll say goodbye and take a trip upon that glory line. Oh, come my darling Corrie, and listen to my refrain. Before the eastern sky's red, I'll be riding on that train.
Haven't got a nickel, haven't got a dime. Wonder why I'm poor folks all the time. When it comes to skimping, I'm right in my prime. Wonder why I'm poor folks all the time. What's the use of working? I don't save a cent. Can't say I'm exactly broke, I'm just badly bent. Eking out of living, what a hill to climb. Wonder why I'm poor folks all the time. Mm-hmm. Poor folks like my company, 'cause they know that I'm satisfied with poor folks all the time. I've got friends aplenty, everything's sublime. Wonder why I'm poor folks all the time. I don't owe nobody, got no bills that's due. Can't say that I've skipped a meal, just postponed a few. If I saved a dollar, it would be a crime. Wonder why I'm poor folks all the time.
It's Bill Clifton with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. The band at that time was Colin Trenwith on fiddle and David Calder on mandolin and tenor vocals, Alan Rhodes on guitar and sometimes harmony vocals, myself on banjo and Lindsay Bedoni on bass. And it was great fun playing with Bill Clifton. He's a fine gentleman and very easy to work with, and he chose some really nice songs. And both those songs I recall were good fun to play and sing. Hope you enjoyed them. We're Nick going to hear next from Melody Walker and Jacob Groupman. We Made It Home is the name of the CD, and Melody and Jacob perform as a duo, mostly on the west coast of the USA. I think they're San Francisco based. I met Jacob when Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played at the Fifth String near Berkeley in north of San Francisco, and a real nice guy. He was working there, and he plays some fine music, good bluegrasser, and he's been working with Melody for a few years, and they perform as a duo, and this album is mostly duos, and I've selected a couple of songs from Melody. She's the songwriter of the two, and there's two songs, We Made It Home and Oh Heartbreaker.
Tell you where I'll be. I'm gonna be right in the place where you're right next to me. If you wanna know me, I'll tell you where to go. Go down to the riverbed and take off all your clothes. 'Cause you made it home, you made it home. Lordy, Lord, that's when you're gonna know you made it home. Away when your sweet name I call. Calling out for heaven, calling out for love. With my 2 feet right on the ground, I got the wings of a dove. 'Cause I've made it home, I've made it home. Lordy, Lord, that's when I wanna know.
I made it home,
I've made it home,
I made it home,
I made it home. Lordy, Lord, that's when I wanna know. I made it home. Sure, 'cause it's you that I love best. Love you like the water, love you like the land. It's jubilation just to be here walking hand in hand. 'Cause we made it home,
we made it home.
Lordy, Lord, that's what we gonna know.
We made it home,
we made it home,
we made it home.
Lordy, Lord, that's what we gonna know. We made it home. Thank you. to think that it's the end of the world. From the way that you talk about that girl, you said that she was the one that you could trust with your heart. But here we are at the end again, looking for a brand new start. Heartbreaker, there you go again. Heartbroken in front of all your friends, with strings a playing up in your soundtrack head. Oh, nobody's listening anymore. Doesn't mean much when you say you're in love, it's just another crush. You keep it all on the surface, you love to watch yourself flirt. It's all part of the carnival till you fall and somebody gets hurt. Oh, heartbreaker, there you go again. Heartbroken in front of all your friends, with strings playing up in your soundtrack head.
A bit different, wasn't it? Not normally what I play on Back Porch Bluegrass, but still it's quite good. They're nice people, and I thought I'd just play a little bit of Americana as a change. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and my name's Paul Trenwith. I'm playing all sorts of music for you. Coming up next, we've got the Gibson Brothers from an album they called it Music. But I'll tell you about our sponsor first. Shearer's Music have been sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass for some time now, and they're the big music shop in the middle of Hamilton, New Zealand, and they have just about everything you could possibly want in the way of music making, instruments, steering, banjos, Martin guitars, right down to sort of entry level instruments. They can find something for you. All the staff are musicians and they can really help you, and they've got all the strings and stands and straps and tuners and picks that you could possibly want. So go and see Shearer's Music Works if you need anything to do with music, and they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, which I'm very pleased about. So thank you very much, the people at Shearer's. We're going to hear the Gibson Brothers, as I said. Fine band. I saw them at IBMA convention a few years back, and man, they performed well and were very popular with the crowd. Eric Gibson on banjo, Lee Gibson on guitar, Mike Barber on bass, Joe Walsh on mandolin. He toured through New Zealand with Mark Mazengarb just a year or so ago. Fine mandolin player and singer. And Clayton Campbell on fiddle. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes from them, Dying for Someone to Live For and Sundown in Sorrow. Here's the Gibson Brothers.
Loneliness falls all around, and it's almost got me down. Well, I guess when it rains, it pours. I'm dying for someone to live for. There's a whippoorwill out on a limb, but I know I'm more lonesome than him. Now I don't know who he's crying for. Someone to live for, and the weeping willow cries every time a good love says goodbye. I hear the tide coming in on the shore. I'm dying for someone to live for. Long gone, and I don't know what I've done so wrong. I don't think I can take too much more. I'm dying for someone to live for, and the weeping willow cries every time a good says goodbye. I hear the tide coming in on the shore. I'm dying for someone to live for. I'm dying for someone to live for.
Sundown and sorrow.
down in sorrow have found me. Bad breeze are making me blue. Here with these shadows around me, I can't forget loving you.
I'm out at the Kiwigrass Festival and I am absolutely delighted to be talking to Paul Duff from Bluegrass Parkway, who are visiting Hamilton, New Zealand for the very first time. And Paul, I am delighted to have you here.
Well, not as delighted as we are to be here, Paul. It's an honour, especially for the first, the inaugural Kiwigrass Bluegrass Festival. Our country's got its first Bluegrass Festival. It's wonderful.
I've got a feeling this will sort of go down in the annals of festivals.
Look, you know, you can tell already it's going to be such a success by the amount of people here, the way everybody's enjoying themselves, the setting. It's going to keep going for sure.
I've visited a couple of the festivals in Australia, the Mountain Grass a couple of times, and Redlands a couple of times, and I know Dorigo, and I know you have other great festivals over there, and that's where I've seen you guys play.
Yes, that's right. And on ships.
And on ships, yes. We've been on Bluegrass cruises.
They're very tough, the old Bluegrass cruise.
And always Bluegrass Parkway, you've got a lovely relationship with the audience, and that's exactly what's happened here. In fact, as you've noticed, I've got my family who've attended, and I made them all watch Bluegrass Parkway. I said, you got to see Bluegrass Parkway.
I sincerely apologise to them.
You do a wonderful show, excellent music. You get played in my show, I won't say often because no one gets played often, but frequently. So the listeners are very used to having Bluegrass Parkway on the show, and I told them a little bit about just how you do things. How do you go when, first off, four of you live in Western Australia and one lives in Canberra.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, look, we'd started off as a four-piece band, and we had started the band in 1987. So this, actually, a week ago today, no, that was the New Zealand. We're 32 years we have been playing.
Continuously playing.
Yeah, and Maria and I started the band, and Mick, the banjo player, joined the band about 7 or 8 months later.
Right.
And he is still with the band, and we've gone through a few guitar players.
Yes.
But the first time we went over east to play was to then the Harrietville Bluegrass Band as a four-piece. And a couple of years later, we played at the National Folk Festival in Canberra as a four-piece. And we'd heard a lot, and we'd seen Donald Baylor playing with the Dancehall Racketeers and the Baylor Brothers, and very much admired his playing. And lo and behold, he came up to us and said, would you like a fiddle player? I'd really like to play with him. And we looked at each other and said, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, and that was 2001, and Donald's first show with us was at the Auckland Folk Festival in 2001 with Donald in the band.
Yes.
And that's 18 years ago last weekend.
Wow.
And he's been with the band
ever since. So you just communicate by...
Well, what we do is we have...
technology?
Yes, we do. It's a lot of... a lot of back and forth about, you know, material we're going to do. Donal is such a well-researched player. The thing that we really like to do is follow the traditional style of bluegrass, and if we're doing a Monroe song, then, you know, Donal is the type of player we'll go, well, this was a Kenny Baker song, and he'll play Kenny Baker style. Maybe this was a Chubby Wise, he'll do a bit of Chubby, you know, and he is such an asset and a great guy. And so we're really lucky, but we'll, you know, we'll call each other, we'll email, we'll send audio clips back and forth. But what often happens when you're doing twin fiddles, when Maria also plays fiddle, and when we get the chance we do that, that's the type of thing you need to be with the person.
Yes.
So quite often, they're both so skilled, you know, they'll often send music back and forth, and they'll know the piece, and then they'll get together before we go out on the road, we'll meet up somewhere, or before we play, and they lock in and really start getting that twin fiddle thing happening before we perform.
Yes.
So it's extra work, but worth every cent of effort. Have Donal in the band.
He fits so well. And,
he does. And it's what he loves. Yeah. I mean, he really enjoys that traditional style with those players.
Sounds absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, looking at your material and listening to the songs you played this weekend, you are getting deeper into catalogues. B-sides of the singles, aren't you?
You know, there is so much fabulous stuff out there, you know. When you really look, Monroe was so prolific. You know, I'm very lucky in that I've become very close friends with Mike Compton.
Oh, yes.
And he's played with the band many times. And Mike was telling me that he got Tom Ewing, who has written about, was Bill Monroe's guitar player for 10 years, in the last 10 years of Bill's career. And there's all of these stories. Tom had a lot of stories about material. And one of the stories was that he had a suitcase full of cassettes of tunes that Bill Monroe had written while they were just on the bus going somewhere to a festival, and Bill is sitting there writing tunes out of his head, and someone decided to start recording them. This is a suitcase full of cassettes. And John Hartford had it. And John Hartford passed a lot of it on to Mike, and Mike has been working through it. So that shows you how much material this man created.
Yeah,
so when you look at his recorded stuff, there are all the obvious tunes, there are all the obvious songs, and they're great, they're wonderful. Mm. But it's so refreshing to play stuff, you know, as an audience member, to hear a band come up and go, wow, I've never heard that. Or, I've only heard that in one or two times, and these guys are playing it. You know, something like My Old Kentucky and You.
Yeah. That was
really
obscure.
That was nice. Yes, and it's a 1972.
Wow.
And it was on a single with Lonesome Moonlight Waltz was the other side.
Oh,
it was actually an A-side.
Yes.
And Lonesome Moonlight Waltz was the B-side.
Yeah.
And I've got that 45 at home.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's a great song. So we made that the title track of our album because it's obscure, and it's a great song though.
Yeah.
It's just such fun.
Yeah, you know? Excellent. Excellent. Now, when you're playing in Australia, you play festivals and they're a good place to get to an audience, but do you do gigs quite other than bluegrass festivals where you're not playing to a bluegrass audience?
We do. We played for many years. When you're using a single microphone, they don't work in noisy pubs because you've got to have them so sensitive. So we would do a lot of concert situations. So we tend to play and present a show. We like to do a show, you know, because something that we noticed early on when we decided to go single microphone and where the suits was, in those old days, people got a visual as well as the musical side of thing. And we thought really that the show part of it is missing. People, you know, single microphone, people are watching you, people moving around and getting up to the mic for their break and then pulling back, and then all that stuff creates interest.
Mm.
And we thought that would be a real asset to have. So we tend to do a concert situation kind of show. And there are lots of places you can play where it's like that. You know, there are council shows, you can run your own concerts, you become part of concerts, and of course festivals.
Mm.
Lately we've played a few bars around Perth that we would really admire them because they're actually trying something different. You know, there's one particular bar where you can't play there unless your music falls between 1920 and 1970.
Oh, that's
and
quite
it's the
cool.
tiniest little bar. And it's really hard in terms of getting the mic to work.
Yeah.
But we do it because the guy's really making an effort.
Yeah.
You know? So we're playing more in some various places, but yeah, it tends to be a concert situation for us.
Yes,
works better. Okay. And we also like, we have a lot of aspects in terms of the humor aspect to our band. We think that what's between the songs is just as important as
absolutely
the song. You know, you've yeah got to, you've got to create a few characters in yeah your band, yes, and
which
play
you
with
guys
it
do. You know. Yeah, yeah, absolutely brilliantly. So with the personas that you have in your band, yes, and especially on a weekend like this where people see you play two or three different times, and yeah, you develop a yes liking, you pick on Fabio, and Mick O'Neill, the banjo player, people think that you give Maria a hard time, oh, which I realise is not quite...
Total payback. Yeah. She is the boss of the show. I tell people, people say, oh, it must be hard for you, one woman with four guys travelling around. It's yeah barely a fair fight. She's from Kentucky.
Everyone has loved that accent, the stuff that you do. I know I was talking to my son, Tim, our bass player, yeah, like that, and he says, oh, so cool listening to them, you yeah know, what yeah they say between what Paul Duff says and how they respond and everything. Yeah, so, it's really good.
Well, like a lot of people, you know, they're just natural things.
Well, I'm
they're
talking to Paul Duff of Bluegrass Parkway, and it's time for me to play a track from one of their albums, and I've chosen the album A Girl from the South, and in fact, I'm going to play that tune, which is it's words and tunes Paul has written, and it's all about his wife Maria, who comes from the South. She comes from Kentucky, and it's a great song, and I'd like you to listen to it.
Photographs hidden in an old wooden chest, and pictures in frames on the wall. Memories tied up in her furniture, but she can still hear her southern home call. The faces of family call out to her from a home where the poplar tree stands. She's a child of bluegrass, a girl from the South, far away in a great southern land. Will she ever return?
Will she ever return
to her own family home? To the house where her memories,
house where her memories
and a childhood. And that's how she'll stay. And close by her side I will stand. She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the South, far away in a great southern land. Part of me. will she ever return?
Will she ever return to her own family home?
To the house where her memories,
house where her memories
and a childhood belong. I know she's still sobbing, and that's how she'll stay. And close by her side I will stand.
She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the south, far away in a great southern land. She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the south, far away in a great southern land.
Yeah, so we have, you know, it really just, that started really naturally. We didn't sit down and say, like, we've got to create these characters. And really, what happened was, when one of the things we other noted the most about people who have a mic each is quite often you talk over each other. And quite often you interrupt the audience when they're applauding for you. And it really, it's hard for the audience to follow. So if you can just have one loudmouth, smart aleck, doing that part, and that's my job. And it's interesting how over the years you can construct characters, but ours have just naturally occurred. And Mick is short, you know, and he's fabulous with sound, and he's got this lovely long flowing hair, and you know, he did get
a very friendly face,
a tiny guy, and he's the big bass voice in the whole quartet, but he did get two offers of marriage in one little set of selling CDs at the Auckland Folk Festival. So from that day on, we knew him as Fabio, you know, and that just grew, and we had fun with it. And you know, Maria has got everything organized, everything in its place, and she is a character. And that girl, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
And she has got a loud voice. Yeah. But she, you know, Peter Owen once said, we did a gig with him, and he said, you know, you really remind me of Kitty Wells. Your hair is the same. You sing like her. You know that it's none of this sort of soft, whispery stuff.
No.
It's Kitty Wells, it's belted out,
man.
That old school kind of stuff. And that's what she does.
Yes.
You know, that's her thing.
Yeah. And the title of the song you do in G.
Dark as the Night.
Dark as
the
Night. Oh, I'm thinking, I wonder if Pam could ever go out there. It's such a good song.
It's funny, you know, because she gave that. We found that song because we were looking for stuff, material for Maria. I'm always looking for material for the singers, you know. And I found that song and I thought, this is a great song. It's one of those ones, obscure, no one does it, classic Monroe song. It's a twin fiddle song, you know.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, well, I could sing it, but you know what, Maria singing this would be really something. And then when she got on it, she just got angry at it, you know.
She's absolutely bought into it.
Yeah, she has created this whole thing that goes with this song now.
Yeah.
And people, she's singing it. This is the first time it's ever happened. We were singing it the first night here.
Yeah.
And she sang the first verse. And then we go into the breaks. And while they were doing the breaks, people are applauding her singing.
Yes, yes.
It's never happened before,
right?
No, it's great.
It was so good.
Yeah, she's powerful. She stands about, 3 or 4 kilometres back from the microphone.
Yes, it stands out and you think, this is serious stuff.
She gets all Kentucky on it.
I don't want to talk to her afterwards.
She's such a delightful person.
Oh,
and
so
she's an amazing musician.
Paul, you're playing this weekend has been an absolute treat. And it just enhances any opportunities I take to play your music. I'll put some tracks around this.
Thank you very much. It's going to be great. Well, we've enjoyed being here a huge amount. Thank you very much.
It was delightful being able to talk to Paul Duff out at Kiwigrass, and what a pleasure it was to have them here for the whole festival. They're a fine bunch of people. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people on Access Radio's listening throughout New Zealand, throughout Canada, and throughout the USA. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate your hearing. If you're in New Zealand, you could be listening live on Free FM 89.0 or as a live stream. That's on Tuesday nights. It comes out locally, but it goes around the access radio stations in New Zealand in all different times. Or you might be listening on a podcast. I appreciate you hunting it out and finding Back Porch Bluegrass on your computer, and hope you enjoy our sort of South Pacific take on bluegrass music. It's all music from my own collections, and I've got a lot of CDs and things dating way back, and I just pull out the stuff that I quite like to listen to, and I hope that you're going to listen to it too. We're going to hear some from the Lovell Sisters now. The Lovell Sisters Band are a group of sort of teenage, maybe getting slightly older these days, Lovell Sisters Band from an album called When Forever Rolls Around. Jessica Lovell plays fiddle, Megan Lovell plays a resophonic guitar, Rebecca Lovell plays a mandolin, Josh Miller plays guitar and banjo, and Andy Knoll plays the acoustic bass. And they look like they're a great bunch of performers, and their music is really good fun. We're going to hear a couple of songs, When Forever Rolls Around, and then a fiddle tune or instrumental called Epic of Gilgamesh, which is an interesting name. And hope you enjoy the Lovell Sisters. Here they come.
My heart has found a home. Look at me that way, and I'm not so sure that you even wanna be here anymore. My conscious decision that you made. When you look yourself in the mirror every day, how can you change after all that we've been through? I've given everything. My hand, just come and take it. Want my heart, just please don't break it. Don't let love be promised prove untrue. I'll give you all me this moment. Just hold me close and let me know it. Be here when forever rolls around. When forever rolls around. mountains aren't as green as they used to be. And everything I touch just turns out wrong. Poor heart is broken over matters of the world. Pride came in and took it all away. Sit alone and cry with you all day. Can't believe you took my heart along the way. Choice in your arms I would be. Poor heart is broken over matters of the world. When pride came in and took it all away. I sit alone and cry with you all day. I can't believe you took my heart along the way. Broken over matters of the world. When pride came in and took it all away. I sit alone and cry for you all day. I can't believe you took my heart along the way. How I pray that you'll come back to me someday. Bring me back my heart along the way.
Now, that's the Lovell Sisters, and went from the album When Forever Rolls Around, and they play some real nice music, very talented pickers, and haven't seen them, so catch a live show of theirs, it'll be really great. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and my name's Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing some of the music that I love to listen to. I'm directly involved in this next stuff. 1970, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded an album in Wellington, New Zealand, that was called Fifth Season, and it was a bit of a departure for the band. We had a really good producer by the name of Peter Dawkins, and he wanted to sort of update the sound of the band. I know I was a little resistant to it, but he did get some pretty good music out of us, and the album Fifth Season represented what we were doing at the time, and had some great songs on it. I'd like to play a couple of tracks off that album for you. First one is one called Copperfields, and that's from the Dillards. We love the Dillards music, and later in a later show I'd like to feature them, but the Dillards had also changed direction a little bit, so we followed their music and recorded Copperfields, which was a lovely song. And then we did a tune called Tiger Hunting in the Yuruwera as well. Most of you would know that we don't have too many tigers in New Zealand, but the Yuruwera Mountains are a big range of mountains where people do go hunting. And the tune is actually New Zealand's national anthem, God Defend New Zealand, very stately and played at all sorts of formal occasions. And we start off slow and then turn it into a bluegrass breakdown. And it's a lot of fun to play. And it was used as the opening track for Merv Smith's radio show for many, many years in Auckland. Yeah, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, he played this at the start of his radio show and he loved it. So I'm going to play that one for you as well. Copperfields and Tiger Hunting in the Uruwiras.
Through the copper fields I walk along the way, remembering how we spent the time we'd brighten on the way. The one real farmer tipped his hat as we go by, thinking how it was when he was young, the sun was dry. Oh, the copper fields are going toward the town where they were born. Do you have a copper field to play in when you're growing old? Oh, the Copperfields are going toward the town where they were born. Do you have a copper field to play in when you're growing old? Down in town the people work to get their pay, thinking of the copper fields in which they used to play. Long gone aunts and uncles see the children on their way. Aging arches mark the final place for them to stay. Oh, the copper fields are going toward the town where they were born. Do you have a copper field to play in when you're growing old? Oh, the copper fields are going toward the town where they were born. Do you have a copper field to play in when you're growing old? Copper field to play in when you're growing old. Oh, the copper fields are going toward the town where they were born. Do you have a copper field to play in when you're growing old?
Well, that's Tiger Hunting in the Uruweras, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm real pleased that you are listening, and I hope you enjoy the music that I play for you. We'll take it out now with the opening trike, one called Back Porch Bluegrass. See you again next week.